Blog Talk Radio.
Of Jesus Christ as far as it can go. And we thank you for tuning in this morning. We have a special service this morning, and I was just pondering and thinking, and you know, and I was thinking about the mothers today, you know, and sometimes we have to have that time alone. Amen. And sometimes we have that time alone with the Lord. Many things come to us, and God directs our heart. And today I want to just share a few scriptures with you in reference to the meditation for hope for mothers. And we know that many have gone on to be with the Lord, and we know that there's troubled times. But today we're going to stay on topic. We're going to talk about the gift of the Spirit and, you know, why we need these spirits of truth, the gifts of God. And we are held accountable. So the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit. So we want to find out this morning, why do we need these gifts? And why are we being held accountable? But before we get on our way, we're going to share a few scriptures, 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, the 1st through the 11th verse. That's where we'll be coming from. And we're getting ready to just share a few words, a meditation for hope for the mothers. It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassion fail not. They are new every single morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, said my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seek him. That's coming from Lamentation, the 3rd chapter, and the 22nd verse through the 25th verse. Now we get into our lesson outline this morning for your consideration. We will be coming from 1 Corinthians. And the question is always asked, you know, why do we need certain things? And God, he always has a solution for everything that we have to deal with. And I want to just give you a little background before I get into the gifts of the Spirit. And again, that will be coming from 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, and the 1st through the 11th verse. I want to just share why we need these gifts, and we desperately need them. Because if we knew what we have to deal with every day, if we can see it, we wouldn't hesitate at all. we will be armed and dangerous. And I want to talk about our adversary, because he's like a roaring lion seeking who he may devour. And he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And we need these gifts. We need the gifts of God. God gave us these gifts for our own protection. We need ammo to defeat the enemy. You know, so we just want you to know that God has this operation under control, and he's very skillful, professional, and he's a specialist concerning the things that we have to deal with each and every day. Now, I began to do some research on light and the speed of light, and we know that the speed of light travels at least, you know, when they give you statistics, you know, you can take a little and give a little. But the speed of light is 186 million miles per second. So, you know, if you look at that in kilometers per second, that's like almost 300 million kilometers. So if you think about lightning and how fast that is, and the Bible speaks about Satan, he came to this earth, they cast him down like lightning, amen, praise God, faster than the speed of light, amen. You can't see it with your naked eye. And like many times we can't see. If we could see it, you know, we know how to deal with the more, but we have to learn through the word of God and through our Lord and Savior Jesus how to deal with spirits that we can't see with the naked eye. Now, if he just be still for a moment, you can see him, you know. But he's like a flash of light. And many people say, well, he's invisible and all this stuff. You know, well, it's invisible to that naked eye. But when he slows down, you can catch a glimpse of it. You can see, amen. Sometimes God will let you take a glimpse of it. But he's quick and he's fast. And because he's a spirit, and we that are of the flesh, and we are not of this of that world, then we are human beings that we have to deal with the things that surround us, the things, our environment, and we have to be taught and we have to be trained. Amen. So theologically, the term meaning that the endowment that comes through the grace of God. So, you know, this is very charismatic, and, you know, we must learn the things of God. We can't learn it through the flesh or through the carnal mind. We have to seek God for the wisdom how to deal with these phenomena. Amen. So we're coming from Corinthians, like I said, the 12th chapter. Again, I repeat it. And this is what the word of God said. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Now I want to stop right there, because God is the operation of this whole plan, amen. This whole plan belongs to God. And the one thing he gives us heads up on regarding spiritual things, amen, and things that's going to help us to get through this life, and we must understand that you are not dealing with flesh and blood, okay? Understand what I'm saying. Don't misinterpret what I say. We're not dealing with flesh and blood, but we're dealing with spirits. And when we're dealing with spirits, it is a spirit that can use an individual, okay, that's of flesh and blood. And many times we can be used by the enemy and don't even know that we're being used, because if we don't have enough knowledge about God, if we don't have the wisdom and the knowledge, spiritual knowledge of God, then we're going to find ourselves doing many things that's not godly. So God is telling us, look, I don't want you be ignorant regarding to these things, because spirits are real. We want you to know that spirits are real and they're gunning for you. I want you to know this morning that Satan is quicker and faster than the speed of light. And so if you know, I mean, you know, the light, amen, you know, waves, you're talking about waves and you're talking about energy and all that kind of stuff. You know that. But you know all that in the natural, but you need to know the spiritual side of the whole picture, amen, and what you're dealing with. Because sometimes we are encountered with those things and we don't know what to do with it. We don't know how to deal with those spirits. We don't know how to fight. But, see, God is going to hold us accountable for those things. One of the questions was, will God hold us accountable? Yes, he will hold us accountable, because the simple reason is because God has put the tools here for us. And when we receive the tools, when we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior and our Lord and Savior, amen, and you have this relationship with God, you don't have a partial relationship or a sometime relationship or once-a-year relationship. You have a relationship every single day, and sometimes more than once a day. Daniel prayed 3 times a day. You know, so how many times do you pray a day? How many times do you consult the Lord in situations and problems that you have? I want you to know that Satan is real and he's gunning for you. He is an assassin. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He's not only gunning for you, he is trying to take out your whole family. He's trying to take out your mother, your father. He's trying to take your children and use them, and amen, praise God, against you. Now, I want you to know, God wants you to take these gifts. They are given to us if we ask for it, if we desire these gifts. But we have to desire, we have to want, we have to believe, we have to hunger and thirst after the righteousness of God. Because God is a wonderful Savior. He is a God that, you know, he let us think on our own. We're not robots, and he's not pushing us to do anything. He just opened up the door. He opened up the door and said, whosoever will, let him come. But he said, now concerning these spiritual gifts, brother, I would not have you ignorant. Ignorant is a sin, my friend. To be ignorant meaning no knowledge. And ignorant doesn't mean that you're stupid or, you know, you have a disability that you can't learn. Ignorant means that you have no knowledge. And because you have no knowledge, you stumble in darkness. And when darkness manifests, we can't understand a lot of things that happen to us, and we don't know, amen, that the spirit world, amen, that we can't see with the naked eye. So God teaches us and trains us how to deal with these phenomena. Amen. They spiritual discern, amen. And I want you to know that you have to have the nature of God, the spirit of God. You have to learn, just like you go to school for anything else, to be a doctor, you go to school to be an engineer, whatever you put your trade, your skills on, you have to take the time and learn, and God will teach you. Now, he said he will not have you ignorant. You don't have to be ignorant. You don't have to be in darkness. You don't have to have the door shut in your face. You don't have to settle for less. I promise you, children, amen, that God will take care of you. He is the author and the finish of your faith. We cannot get through this life without God. Why do you think people commit suicide? Why do you think people are taking drugs? Why do you think people become an alcoholic? Why do you think people is losing it? People lying, denying the truth, doing anything, trying to survive, trying to hold on. But you know what? They need to hold on to God. That is the problem. And when sometimes you feel like something's slipping away from you, you feel like you just can't hold on to it no longer, let it go. Let it go, because God has something greater, something better for you. Now, the second verse said, ye know that your Gentiles carried away with dumb idols, even as you are led. Dumb idols, idols. We idol our houses, our cars, our clothes, our jobs. Don't you know they are idols? They become gods, and we cannot see nothing else but the things that's before us. The scripture said, if our hope is in this life only, we are men and women most miserable. I'm not saying that you cannot enjoy life and enjoy the things. Amen. God gave you the wisdom. Amen. He gave man the wisdom to do so, but he didn't want you to make no God out of, make no idol. Because you know why? Because it can't save you. It can't heal you. It cannot deliver you. They're just temporary toys for enjoyment for a season. That's all they are. But we got to know where the source comes from. We have to know that God said, I wish that you prosper. He wants you to be successful. He wants you to be entrepreneurs. He wants you to have a brand new house. He wants you to have the best of the best, because God gave you the best. But he did not say make a god out of it and become an idol. And you know what idol is. Anytime we worship it, amen, and we put it before God, and we seem to think it's more important than God, then we made an idol out of it. That becomes our god. You know, and so many people say, well, you know, look, I know you have to take care of what you have, amen, but you can wear the world as a loose garment. Enjoy the things that God give you. Love the things that God give you. And know this, that one day you're going to soon leave it. So don't idle it. Don't make it a god, like, you know, I've got to have it. No, God got something better for you. And I want you to know, he said, don't be carried away with dumb idols. They cannot save you. They can't bring you deliverance. And when we start worshiping and we loving it and we don't want to share with nobody, we become selfish. And when we become selfish, amen, praise God, we become ornery and stingy and tight. And then our hearts harden because of that idol that you idol so much. I want you to know that God is an angry God. And he's a jealous God. He said, have no other God before me. This is why we need the gifts. We need these gifts in operation, not just for ourselves, amen, but for others. We can reach out to a world, a dying world, that's over bombing and shooting and killing and cutting off people's heads and just destroying, when we can have the love of God. Just to have love, just to speak peace. Why do you think God wants the gospel to go out? He wants the gospel to go out because he didn't make us to fight one another, to hate one another, and build bombs and atomic bombs to destroy one another. Do you understand that people are actually trying to figure out to build a better bomb than this country or that country? And what bombs for? To kill. To kill, destroy. That's not what God is all about. That's why the gospel has to go out in all four corners of the earth. That is the reason why we need the gifts of God, so we could protect our own, that we could protect, amen, what God has given us. It never was man's in the beginning. It was God from the beginning. He gave it to man. He loaned it to man. To take care of it, to tilt it, to love it, to cherish what he gave us, because he gave us the best. And what man does, he's polluting it, he's destroying it, he has hate in his heart, and he's doing all kind of evil, amen, to keep himself going. It's not right. This is a big old universe. This is a big world. And it's enough room for everybody. And it's enough for everybody to share.
God got galaxies you ain't never lay eyes on. He got galaxies, and let me tell you, son, it goes so far out, the Bible speaks about it stretched out like a curtain, and there's no ending. We have to learn that the things that are spiritual has a whole lot to do with us today in our lives. We're not here by mistake, but we are here appointed to be here, to do a mission, to do a task for God. And you cannot do it without God. God said, without me, you can do nothing. If God didn't open up the door, if God didn't give you favor, if he didn't speak a word, let me tell you, you would not receive nothing. Nothing, my friend. Without God, you can do nothing. And God loves us all. He loves us all. He created all of us. And we are the sheep of his pasture. And I want you to know that he loves you so much. He gives you a choice. He said, choose this day who you're going to serve. Now, God loves you, you know, but the thing about it, if you choose to go on the other side of darkness and continue to do the things that are evil and wicked and cheap, why are you hiding? If you thought that it was so good and so wonderful, you'd be sharing it with the world. But it's not. You know it's underhanded, undercover. You know it's not right, and it's not pleasing in God's sight. So therefore, we try to hide the things and then try to appear to others that we are so holy and we're so wonderful. No, 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 no. We have to get it right with God. If we want it right, you don't have to play with God. We don't have to go that direction. You can do whatever you please. If you can get out there and live like the devil and have all the women, the men, drink all the liquor, and just do all the evil you want to. You don't have to play God. You don't have to pretend. God don't want us to be carried away with these dumb idols. See, we start getting dumb and getting stupid. And I hate to use those words, but that's what happens till we start stumbling in darkness. And then what happens is we can't see clearly. We can't think clearly. We can't seem to understand anything. So we just do whatever our fickle minds tell us to do. But listen with the third verse. No, I'm not fussing this morning. I'm just trying to get you to see the whole picture. God wants you to have an insight. Not just see what you see in front of you. We have this hope in Christ. Why do a man hope if he sees it? So we hoping, amen, for a greater day. We hoping for a better day. We hoping, amen, that Jesus Christ is coming back soon and we're going to go back with him. That's my hope. That's my hope. He that has this hope, purify himself even as he is pure. So when we are hoping, amen, and we're thanking God every day, even though we look around and we see so much that's going on, so much trouble, so much. But you know what? You chose the best part. That is the thing. You can't be responsible for others that do not want to come this direction. That's their choice. You have to just pray for them, and then God will stop you from praying for them. But you must go on. You cannot be defeated. You must go on, because we're almost there. The third verse says, wherefore I give you understanding. See, God said, I give you understanding about these things. I want you to know, amen, praise God, that you have understanding to the natural things, and that's good, because you need to have understanding of the things that you're dealing with in the world. You've got to have those kind of wisdom. You have to have that kind of knowledge. So likewise, as God, we have to have known the institutions, the constitutions of God. We must know, amen, God's regulation. We must know, amen, the things that God tell us to seek and care for, because God is the operation of this, and he's the only one. He is the only one that can orchestrate or teach us and show us the way out. There's no man can show you, only God. He only can be led by the Holy Ghost, by God himself. But it says, I give you understanding that no man speak by the Spirit of God, called Jesus of truth, and that no man can say that Jesus is Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. I told you, you can't say these things, you can't know these things, except the Holy Ghost reveal it to you. Now, you can't say one word, you can't say one thing, if you have not picked up your Bible and have not read and you have not have a relationship with God, you have no right to say one thing against God because you don't know him. And it's not fair for you to blaspheme or say anything negative about the word when you don't know him. When you come in to know him, then you are his spokesman. You'll understand by and by. Now, it's not an overnight thing, and many times people want it instantly and want it quickly. It's not going to happen that way. But God is a wonderful teacher, and as you go on this journey, amen, you will have a wonderful experience with God. And I'm not saying, excuse me, there's no suffering in this. Yes, there's suffering in it, but let me tell you something. Let me tell you about the suffering in it. Amen. Through the suffering, I learned obedience, okay? Because of the suffering that I have suffered through the years, amen, made me the woman that I am. And I'm not just any kind of woman. I'm a virtuous woman. I'm a holy woman. I'm a woman, amen, that has wisdom and knowledge and beauty and have it, you know, very classy and regal and stunning, amen. Because God beautify you in holiness. He beautify you in everything. And many times people wonder, you know, about different things or what product are you using or what you're using. Or what are you... Look, it's all about God. We all got to come back to the Word of God. And, you know, we become fanatics. I'm not talking about being no fanatic. You can never get enough of Jesus. That's just a word that man uses when he doesn't want to do right. That is just something that, you know, he cooked up so it could be room enough to make errors. So you can never praise God. You can never get enough of God. But no man can understand these spiritual things but by the Holy Ghost. That's what it's saying. You can't even tell the story of Jesus Christ. It is so powerful and packed with so much history, so much future, and so much evidence, and so much, stuff in here in the Word of God that you just, it blows your mind. And when you taste and see that God is good, it just, you want more of him. It just draws you. And so we want you to know that these gifts, we're telling you to seek at them, to ask God about it. You say, well, what's the gifts then? Well, now concerning divers of gifts, but the same Spirit, there are different administrations, but the same Lord. There are divers, okay, of operation, but it's still the same God is working through us all, the manifestation of the Spirit to every man to profit. So what are these gifts? So we're talking about the gift of faith. We're talking about the gift of healing. We're talking about the working of miracles. We're talking about prophecy. We're talking about the discernments of the Spirit. And we're talking about the divers of tongues. And we're talking about the interpretation of tongues. And all these work that one of the same self-spirit divided to every man several as he will. You can receive these spirits because you're going to need every one of you. You're going to need to get the healing because sometimes a doctor can't hear you, my friend. You're going to need to get the mirror. You're going to need God to move right quickly and right now. You need these gifts of faith. You're going to need to hold on to something when the bad wind comes through. When the spirit, amen, come in like a roaring lion, amen, praise God, and try to devour you. You got some faith to hold on and command the wind to stop. So we thank you, amen, for tuning in. Push my story. As we say, you know, we can go on and we can get into the details of it, but time will not allow. But we just thank you, amen, for tuning in this morning. And we know that Mother Day is a special day, and I want you to cherish every moment, because let me tell you something, time will just go by, and you wonder what happened. But you can reflect back on moments and times, amen, that you share with our loved ones. So God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. And we ask you to continue to pray, amen, and seek God's faith. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.